Or I have to question, is having three martinis too much? Well, if you ask the question, that means it's probably too much.
Hello. Welcome to Yes, I'm Still Sober with John Rabin, episode 18. This is my birthday week. Hello. It's been a good week, man. Despite what's going on in Austin with the water. For those of you listening who are unaware, who don't live in Austin, we are in Austin, Texas. We have a boil water notice for the indefinite future, which could be the next couple of days, could be the next 10 to 12 days. And it's an interesting... because of the flooding, there's a possibility of bacteria with like the silt, the runoff. You know what? I've forgotten already. I read it and it was like, yeah, that makes sense. People have freaked out, bought a bunch of bottled water. You go into HEB and you go in the grocery store and there's people with buying multiple packs of 36 bottles of water. And that's, I get it, but it is kind of strange when you see like a guy, like a bro in his early 20s, and he's got, what is that, 72 bottles of water, and you're like, really, dude, really? You don't drink water, you beer-chugging prick. Like all of a sudden, you know, you're told that you can't have water. It's like, I gotta get water. I can't have tap water that I never drink ever. This city is so not hydrated. It's crazy. The amount of water that people don't drink. But you tell them they can't have it. All of a sudden it's like, shit, let's get the gallons. Let's get lots of jugs. Do you have that many pets? I don't think. Do you have kids? I don't. It's crazy. But, I mean, I get it. You got to be prepared. Or if you're... I think that people freak out a little bit too much. Let's get all the water. I've got to stay hydrated. I drink almost half a glass a day, and now I can't have that. Yeah, so that's been going on. But the big news for me, personally, is on Monday, my album came out. And it is available on iTunes, on Amazon, and Google Play. Now, on iTunes, there's been an issue with some people. I've noticed that if you go on my Facebook page or on the, let's see, what else? I think I posted the link also is on my blog. It's also on my page for the podcast. It's, you can find the link directly to iTunes in the Apple Store. It's available. Some people are getting error messages. If you're in Apple Music, you may not find me because I didn't sign up for Apple Music because I don't want people to stream my shit for free. You actually have to buy it. So in the Apple Store, it's available, not in Apple Music, where people who have an Apple Music account can just listen to it. I don't know. So I just decided not to do that. So that's some of the errors. Some people are getting an error that it's not available in this country, and that's Apple screwing up. I've messaged them about it, but we'll see. The safe bet, though, is but people are able to get it, and also they're getting it on Amazon. And I didn't really care that much about it until it happened, but. I hit number 5 on iTunes on Monday, at the end of Monday, and I hit number 1 on Amazon Music, which was crazy. I was like, wow. So I was king for a day, kind of. Got a nice little screenshot, and I posted that of me being number 1 and John Mulaney being number 2. I'm like, take that, Mulaney! You really, really, really talented best comic working today. I'm the winner for a day. Yeah. If you're ever thinking about releasing an album, you see new albums pop up on Friday. You don't have to do that. You can release it any fucking day. And I absolutely recommend releasing it not on Friday with everybody else. You release it on a day when people aren't releasing their albums so that you can be a king shit of fuck mountain for a day. Pardon my French. But it's a good feeling, even though it doesn't mean, you know, it doesn't mean anything, but it's still, you know, you still like go, yeah. Yes. So thank you everybody who bought the album. And if you haven't, please, I recommend buying it. Just because it's just under $10. That's crazy. That's the cost of an Uber. You know, if you've got it and you want to support me, you're listening, so you support me. Please, I recommend buying the album. You're not going to come out and see me do comedy. That's fine. That requires effort. This requires no effort whatsoever. It's the cost. Am I not worth at least two of your shitty lattes? All right, I see that. Coffee's pretty awesome. I see that. But I'm theoretically better than two lattes. On paper, I'm better than... No, but that's great. You know, you buy it, you have it in your music catalog. So next time that you have like, you're listening to your music like randomly, you know, you're listening to music and all of a sudden out of nowhere, I just start talking. And you're like, what the fuck? Oh, that's right. I bought Jones' album. And then you skip it, but that's fine. That's what it's there for. So please, for me. And it's not about the money so much as I can, it's just for my validation, buy my album. Buy my album for my validation. Yeah, but that was, that's really the cool thing about the, you know, it took me 20 years. But part of that, yeah, it was coming up with the material, but really what it came It's a matter of I survived doing comedy, you know, I survived long enough to beat booze and heroin, but also more importantly, I survived long enough for technology to get to the point where it was affordable that you could produce your own album. That's really what it is. Thank you, technology. Thank you for making it easy to where you didn't have to answer to somebody else to a company. That's my favorite thing about this is that this album is so me. Like the, you know, I had my punk rock artist musician buddy do my cover. I had the very talented Dustin Swaylock who recorded, mixed, and edited the album. I had, you know, and it's tied to me. I'm not connected to some kind of company that, you know, record company that doesn't have my interests in mind. Or even if they did, you know, I'm answering to their timetable, whether that's good or bad. You know, I got to my control issues. I got to do it for me. And so this is. And the thing is that I don't know if I'm going to make another one. I'm old as fuck. Yeah, my birthday was on Monday, so that was the other cool thing. So yeah, I'm 45. That's not that old. But who knows when the next if I produce another album or you know, video comedy special. You know, we'll see what happens. The future is uncertain. So this is definitely the thing to do. Buy my album for my validation. So, let's see what else. So I've got shows coming up this week. I call it my press tour. It's my I'm doing a buzzkill at the Buzzmill tonight. Although most of you listen to this on Thursday and Friday. So by the time you hear this, too late, suckers. But my press tour, I'm going to do the Valve mic tomorrow and promote the album and try to make that funny. But on Friday, I've got a couple of gigs. There's a Don't Tell comedy show that I'm going to do that I can't tell you where it's at. But it also happens that I read where it was at, that, you know, and I'm like, don't tell them, have them come go to the website. I'm like, sure. But here's the other thing. I don't remember. I remember reading it, but I completely forgot it already. So your secret is safe with me. So I'm doing a show that you don't know where it's at, but you can find out online. It's a secret. And then later, I'm the feature comic at Live at Coal Town at 10 p.m. on Friday night. On Sunday, I'm doing the comedy seance at the Spider House Ballroom. And that show is probably going to sell out. That's a really fun show where comedians are dressed up as different dead celebrities or dead, you know, figures of whatever. Yeah, no, so they, and it's a comedy show of dead people, and it's always a blast. I'm not going to tell you who I'm going to be, but I can tell you that because of who I picked, I've had to let my hair grow longer than I wanted. My hair is shaggy as fuck right now, and I need to shave, but I can't like shave the rest of the time because I gotta let that do a thing. So if you see me this week and you're like, hey, why is John doing drugs again? He looks terrible. It's for a purpose. I had to do it. And you can find out more about that at the comedy seance on Sunday night at Spider House Ballroom. That's going to be a show. I highly recommend that show. Ahem. So one thing about the cover of my album had, you know, it's great because I've always wanted to look like I was in a graphic novel by Frank Miller. So, you know, that's why the cover looks like it does. And it's me in my shirt and tie, which for the longest time I wore the white shirt and the black tie look for every time we would do Spike Club. But I like it. I just like the image of it. It's been, you know, profile pictures for a long time. And you know, that's going to be my look for when I perform. I get to actually say that's my brand. I told comedian friend DJ Collins, I told him, I said, I pointed, I had the shirt and tie on last week, and I went, you know, this is my brand. And he goes, Constantine? I went, yeah, kind of. He goes, it's a terrible brand. and he's right, which made me immediately just double down on it. I'm totally going to do that because that's what I want people to remember. If they can't remember my name, they can go, anytime they see the shirt and the tie, Dickie's pants and Doc Martens, they can go, oh, I've seen this dude. Yeah, I used to do drugs. Yeah. He's old, irritable, and funny. Like, that's just what they're going to remember. That's what I'm shooting for. Oh, he's old, irritable, and funny. Yeah, I think I'll stick around for this guy. So that's going to be my thing. I wore it last Thursday at the Valve Mic, and my girlfriend is great, by the way. She tricked me into going to an open mic because a friend of hers, who's, you know, a friend of mine now, but she said that she was going to try open mic. She was going to, so she signed up for the mic that, like, she was going to, it's her first time on stage. And so it's like, John, we got to go support Jess. And I was like, oh, God damn it. You know, and then we're going to eat afterwards. So, you know, and I'm like, well, can I meet you at the restaurant? It's like, no, we've got to, you know, support her. So, because the thing is that anybody who knows me knows I don't go to open mic if I'm not on. I don't go. I just don't. Yeah. I've been doing this a while. I don't know if you know this about me. I don't like comedy. So Not a fan. But so I got tricked into going, and I'm as a pain in the ass. I so don't like getting out of my comfort zone. I was like, I have to go. And then I agreed to go, and then she came back at me, my girlfriend, and said, okay, and since we're, you know, and we're kind of dressing up, so wear that, you know, wear your shirt and tie, like, and I'm like, I'm not performing. Why am I? I'm like, this is my brand, baby. I can't just wear this out. I'm like, that's fine. So I begrudgingly dressed up a little bit to go to a fucking open mic that I'm not on. And then she said we were going to eat Indian food, which I don't like. I'm like, fine, I'll have tea. But you know what? As selfish as I am, I'm like, all right, you know, what else am I doing? It's either this or play video games. You know, watch Thursday night football. This was like my choice. I could watch Thursday night football or go do this. So I compromised. I watched half of Thursday night football and then I went to the mic. And it turns out, Pat Dean, who runs the Valve, my buddy, tricks me into going on stage. So I think I'm doing 3 minutes in front of one of the worst crowds I've seen at open mic at the Valve. And that's saying a lot, but they were terrible. So I was not happy to do comedy that I wasn't prepared to do. I didn't have any new jokes last week, so I didn't want to go up, but I'm like, all right, fine, I'll go up. And it was a trick to get me on stage so that they could do a speed roast, which is basically they had a bunch of people lined up to do like a one line or a one roast each type of deal. And they did. And it was a lot of fun. And it surprised the hell out of me. And my girlfriend got a cake made for me with the album cover on the cake. Apparently she knows a lady who was on Cake Boss and worked out a deal with her and made this this espresso cake. It was fucking amazing. So, see, get out of your comfort zone, John. It's actually going to be okay sometimes. Girlfriend went through a lot, jumped through a lot of fucking hoops to deal with my stubborn, irritable ass to get me to go. And the funny thing is that they were burning me pretty hard, and and it was way better than doing comedy. That was like the thing that made me the happiest, was getting on stage and not having to do 3 or 4 minutes in front of that terrible crowd and instead just sit there and take abuse. Sitting there taking abuse from other comics or making fun of you is better than doing shitty in front of a crowd that doesn't care. So it was, I was like, well, you know what? They're totally making fun of me, and that feels great compared to what I thought was going to happen. So that's what happened last Thursday. So my girlfriend rules. But there was that. I was thinking about that, and then also some things that happened recently, because there's construction all over Austin, and it's just a nightmare. And not even on like major roads. That's the worst part, is you're not thinking and you go down and you're like, I'm just going to go a few blocks down 7th Street, and you can't. All of a sudden you're standing still at, you know, at 11 a.m. It doesn't make any sense. It's like, this is a unbelievable. It's just, and I just lost my shit yesterday. And I wasn't even driving. And the thing is that not only was I not driving, I didn't have a timetable of things to do. It was more just setting an expectation in my head and my control issues that, you know, not meeting that expectation. We're going to get here in 10 minutes. Now it's going to take longer. And I just kind of, I don't know. And I got angry, and it doesn't make any sense. And that's a thing I kind of need that I've been aware of. And it's only been like in the past month that it's been kind of at an unreasonable level. Like, I'm not yelling at people, but I'm getting angrier than I need to be. And I don't understand. I don't really know where it's based in. I think a little bit of it has to be the pressure of this album release. I think a lot of it had to do with just concerned about that and, you know, just trying to get through so I could get back to my routine. But I don't know. I don't think it's just that. I think a little bit of it is because things are going so well that when suddenly that becomes what you're used to, that things are great. So when things are not great, and they're not bad, they're just less than great, all of a sudden I lose my shit a little bit. I'm like, hey, what the fuck, man? Things are supposed to be good now. And it's good that I'm noticing it, at least, because if I've got it in my head that this is a thing that's happening, at least I can be aware and kind of go, all right, let's dial back a little bit, because you know you don't want to dive off in the deep end. I think that also you need to be aware of it, especially if you're in recovery of any kind. Awareness is definitely key. Make sure that your perception is as close to reality as possible. I mean, yeah, because your perception creates your own reality. And if you're focusing on things that are not going your way, suddenly your life is worse than it actually is to you. And if you're not practicing, if you're not being diligent and you're not really aware that you're going off into the deep end and you're losing your shit more often than you should. I mean, it's anytime that you're doing that, you're always putting yourself at risk to go, man, well, you know what? Fuck this. I'm going to go have a drink. I'm going to go call my old hookup, you know, and it's so you have to realize, I think that's why this was important to me to realize that I have been a little edgier at things that don't go my way, because it's something to keep in mind, because it just, you know, because if you let it continue and manifest, at some point you may just have a really weak moment and then and your fuck it moment. And so you have to just be aware of that kind of thing. And also, but not even if you're in recovery, just in general, it's real easy to focus too much on things that are going wrong. To even if you're fine, you're reading the news too much. And just the negative things, because that's, you know, the news doesn't report today things went according to plan for most of the population. Things are okay for 90% of you or whatever. No, it's so you can focus on everything negative, and it's just, it can overwhelm you, and suddenly you think life is shit. And when in fact, personally, in your life, you're doing okay. And maybe you're not doing the best you've ever done, but you're definitely doing better now than you have in the past, since everything is up and down. You know, things get better, things get worse. That's life. So it's good to keep a perspective that are things as bad, like when you're really just in the pits, man, are things as bad as they are when you're feeling that way? Like, it's just, and I don't even mean like, you know, just, I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with that. This is not me telling you how to deal with depression, but it is telling me, you know, from my own personal point of view, this is me telling you how I can make things seem worse than they are at the moment. And it's, you know, I'm lucky in that I'm only irritated or angry for short bursts. So I can have half an hour where things are just terrible. But it's just a matter of, I don't know if I get tired. I don't know if I'm like, I get exhausted about being angry. So I just kind of let it go. I don't know if my mind wanders and I start daydreaming and I'm like, oh, wait a minute, I'm angry. I forgot. It's done. So I'm lucky in that aspect that I don't have to deal with it constantly. But I do know that it's definitely something that I have to be aware of, that if I'm losing my shit, that I need to take a step back, because it's you know, for some people it may be bad, but things are going really well for me. So getting angry at something stupid like traffic, or when somebody doesn't do their job and it affects you, that's probably the biggest one for me, is when I notice that I'm being inconvenienced in some way in life because somebody is not doing their job. And there's always someone not doing their job. That's the human nature. He's like, no, I don't care. Well, you should care, because it affects me. Go to hell. Like, you just gotta... I'm going to hold them accountable, but maybe don't get so angry about it. I don't know. That's all I can think of. It's about the only thing I can do is just keep, you know, just try to keep a cool head whenever I can. Well, I think that's it for today. Good luck out there, Austin, Texas, with your water issue. Nothing like being in a drought while it's constantly raining. We should just be collecting. Boil your water. Yeah, or collect the water. I don't know. Yeah, boil your water. So stay dry and hydrated if you can. Thanks for joining me. Pick up my album, come see me, or live your life. Do what you got to do. This has been Yes, I'm Still Sober. I'm John Raven. I'll see you guys next week.
Red wine, a little smoke, a whole lot of loving. That's all I need. Make it through the night. Cold beer, cold shoulder. Just one glass of whiskey. That's all it takes. Knock 'em down.